Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. My name is Travis and I am so happy that you are here. You're going to need a Bible and a journal and hopefully a quiet place that you can count on because we're going to start a conversation with Jesus that is then going to last throughout the day. Now, let me quickly mention what I mentioned yesterday, and that is I have been doing a daily podcast for about 68 days, and it's been wonderful, and I hope you have enjoyed it. I have enjoyed it. It's been such a great journey. I'm going to change things just a little bit. I'm going to start releasing a podcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but not on Saturday and not on Sunday. And so on Saturday morning, I want you to do with Jesus what we have been doing with Jesus together. Select any passage that you want in the Gospels. Any passage, one verse, a part of a story, the entirety of a story, the whole of a chapter, wherever and whatever you want to select, and then think about it. Think about the historical, literary context. Think about it just a little bit, and then meditate, and then pray, and then journal, and do with Jesus what it is that we have been doing with Jesus together as you begin a conversation with Jesus that will then last throughout the day. And then on Sunday, tune into a sermon somewhere if you want to listen to what I have to say about Jesus on Sunday, inlandvineyard.org. But tune into a sermon on Sunday, and then on Monday, we'll be back to the daily podcast. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I will be releasing one, but not Saturday and Sunday. So just a quick clarification. Now back to the text. And this is part two of a two-part Together on Mission podcast. The season of the podcast, or really the title of the podcast, is Together on Mission because that's my favorite phrase. There's no phrase in the English language that I like better than Together on Mission. And these last two podcasts have been Together on Mission, because when we go to Luke 10, and you can look at Luke 10 right now, what you're going to find is that Jesus is sending his disciples out two by two to be together on mission. And I believe that Jesus supremely embodied this together on mission phrase when he called disciples, announced the kingdom of God, and then sent them out to be together on mission, and to enter into the risk and the adventure and the battle that is the kingdom of God as we live it and do it two by two. And so last week we started verse 1. I think I read verse 1 through 3. And I asked the question, are you together on mission with anyone? And hopefully we, you know, came up with an answer to that question. But then the second question that I want to press, you know, a little bit more today is simply this. What does it look like to take this together on mission phrase just a little bit further with those that you are together on mission with? So think about that just a little bit as we enter into this text. Who are you together on mission with? And what does it look like to take this phrase that Jesus embodied that really describes God better than any phrase that I can think of? What does it look like to take this reality, this idea, the adventure, the risk, the mission a little bit further with those that you are together on mission with. And let the Spirit of God just begin to bring an answer or some answers to that question as we look at this text. So last week we looked at verse 1, 2, and 3. Jesus calls the 70. He says, go out two by two. And then in verse 3, he says, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. And then a bit later, look at verse 10. When you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into the street and say, even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you, but be sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near. We're going to stop there for just a moment, because what we see immediately when the disciples are sent out to announce the kingdom of God, when they're sent out two by two to be together on mission, what we see immediately is opposition. Because when we take seriously being together on mission, we will be opposed. There is no question about that. And that's one of the reasons why we give up on that phrase and that vision in our relationships, because whenever we take it seriously, we are fiercely opposed. Again, think of a movie, a novel, one of your favorite stories. I promise you, any novel, movie, or favorite story that you have will embody this phrase, together on mission, being together and being a part of something much larger than ourselves, together on mission. There's always opposition. There's always an enemy. There's always barriers, internal and external. There's always opposition. And so if we take this phrase seriously in our marriage, as a church, in our friendships, as a team, as a staff, there will be opposition. There is no question about that. And when you think about the biblical story, God, Father, Son, and Spirit together on mission, Satan is the opposition, opposing God, stealing and killing and destroying everything God is seeking to move forward. Now, Satan, as we're going to see, is no match for God, but Satan can give us a run for our money. So when Jesus says in verse 3, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves, he's saying, you're going to be opposed. There is an enemy. And so if you take serious mission, you're going to be opposed at every front. There's going to be battle. There's going to be warfare. It's going to be raging. And when he says, Jesus says in verse 10, but when you enter a town and you're not welcomed, he's saying when you pursue this mission, when you pursue whatever mission God has called you to, you're going to run into walls. There's going to be lies that you're going to have to face. There's going to be barriers. The enemy is going to throw everything he can at you. And again, the enemy can give us a run for our money. And this is one of the reasons why we set out to be on mission, a larger mission in our marriage, our friendships, you know, team, staffs, churches, and then we end up settling because of that opposition. See, we don't want to be lambs among wolves. We don't want to not be welcomed. We want smooth sailing, but nothing that has ever changed the world has ever been accomplished without some rough waters. Nothing of any value will ever be accomplished without a great deal of opposition. So part of what Jesus is saying, go and you're going to receive this opposition. It's part of the story. It's part of the drill. It is part of what shapes us and forms us as we seek to be together on mission with those that we've been called to be together on mission with. Now, notice in verse 17, the 70 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. And he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing, nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice in the spirits submitting to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is such a brilliant, brilliant piece of advice and reality from Jesus within the context of the frame of together on mission. As the disciples, and we want to hear this within our marriage, our friendships, our church, our teams, our staffs, when the disciples were obedient to Jesus to press into the opposition, to press into not being welcomed, to press into being lambs among wolves, they discovered joy as they saw the victory over the enemy become a reality. Let me say that one more time. They discovered the joy of the victory over the enemy becoming a reality. As they went out to take back what the enemy had unlawfully taken, they found this joy in the victory and the authority that they had in Jesus. Yes, there is going to be opposition. And Jesus says, you've got to recognize the battle. You got to recognize that you've been given authority over snakes and scorpions. You got to recognize that you've been given the power to go out two by two and to take back ground that the enemy's been taken. You're together on mission, and you've been given authority over the evil one. And Jesus wants us to understand that authority. And when we do understand that, we can get off the bench and in the game. We can get out of the boat and into the water. And so what I want us to think about, meditate on today and talk with Jesus today is, you know, what does it look like to really be together on mission with those that we're called to be together on mission with? Because chances are the enemy has gained a bit of ground in our relationships, and it's time to take that ground back. It's time to re-up. It's time to re-clarify. It's time to recommit. It's time to rejoice as we take seriously this life, this adventure, this together on mission reality that Jesus has invited us into. So talk with him about that. Pray, meditate, journal, and enjoy an adventure with Jesus and with others today. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.